Mayor fully opens up DC in time for Pride crowd. We are the gayest city in America. By Penny Starr on June 14, 2021. The nation's capital has been suffering for almost 18 months under harsh coronavirus lockdown protocol, but DC Mayor Muriel Bowser opened up the city just in time for the LGBT annual Pride event. Muriel Bowser delivered remarks at the rally, condemning recent legislation in other states that's taken aim at the rights of LGBTQ+ students and calling on DC to be a model of acceptance, SICK, the DCIST reported. "We are going to make sure that DC is a leader in LGBTQ issues," Bowser said. "I've had the privilege of going literally around the world to tell people that we are the gayest city in America. That requires us to take on that position of leadership to tell other cities what they should be doing." This year's Pride Parade was for vehicles only, but photos accompanying the DCIST story show large crowds in close proximity, most without masks. The DCIST, which is under the umbrella of the taxpayer-funded National Public Radio, NPR, affiliate WAMU, reported according to the LGBT agenda by using preferred pronouns that don't correspond with biological sex or even one individual. For Andy Yu, coming out to DC's Pride celebration on Saturday was special, and not just because it marked an in-person return to the exuberance of the day that was lost to the pandemic last year. "I feel like I could cry just being out here," said Andy, who declined to give their last name. Raised in a conservative household, Andy hasn't come out about their gender identity or sexuality yet to their parents, who immigrated to the U.S. from Peru. "I've had to hide who I am for almost 20 years. I feel like I can scream that I'm queer and not be terrified anymore, and it's just wonderful." Breitbart News reported that another politician also joined the Pride event. During her appearance, Harris spoke to those in attendance and called for the Senate to pass the Equality Act, legislation the U.S. House of Representatives passed in February, which would eliminate the legal definition of biological sex, cater to gender ideology, and designate protection for the unborn as pregnancy discrimination. "We need to pass the Equality Act," Harris said. "We need to make sure that our transgender community and our youth are all protected. We need still protections around employment and housing." The weekend of festivities comes as DC officially ends all pandemic-era restrictions on nightclubs and bars, meaning businesses can pack however many people they'd like Saturday night. As the celebrations continue, the DCIST reported. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.